As a 19-year-old, my mother wanted me to study law. And I must say, I tried to study law. Mm-hmm. I failed Afrikaans 3 times. Mm-hmm. I failed history 1 because I was trying to study law. Mm-hmm. I failed mercantile law. Mm-hmm. I only passed English. And I said to my mother, I think I am not made for this. And she continued. She insisted that you must just have some education. What kind of a woman are you going to be if you don't have education? And I said to her, but I'm singing and I'm making money, you know? And she said, you must have education. Then I decided to do speech and drama and public speaking through Trinity College of London. Mm-hmm. And I did my LT. And then I continued, you know, to try to study law. But I must say, law was not made for me. And I met Professor Veronica Mackay because at that time I was really, really concentrating on my singing. So when I had my higher diploma in adult in speech and drama, I thought that's it. But my mother said it wasn't enough. You need to continue studying. So I went and I studied adult education, which for me was something that I really took for granted. Mm-hmm. You know, when I studied adult education, it was something that was very close to my heart because I'd seen so many people going and buying dog food, pets food,
right?
Because they couldn't read, they couldn't write, thinking it was mincemeat. And I became so interested when I did my certificate, and then I did my diploma, I did my degree in adult education. But what made me very happy was when I was going out there to teach adult basic education and seeing that old man holding a pen and starting to write and taking a book and reading, which is something that you and I just take for granted. And so really that made me, it fulfilled me. I know that later on, I started working, doing all the work that I'm doing with the UN. I've registered now with Johns Hopkins to do. I've registered with Johns Hopkins to do public health. I wish I could finish my studies because when I do the work that I do, I need to talk from a very informed position. It's good to be a goodwill ambassador, but I think it's even better when you speak from a very informed position.
Go for it.
It's not easy to study when you are 55.
Well, learning, you can do it anytime, I can assure you, Ivan Chaka.
I can adhere to that as an adult basic education teacher.
Do you have any remorse whatsoever about having not followed through with the law degree?
No, not at all. I always say I have a plan. I plan things, but I think God knows my destiny. So I don't have any regrets. If I have to die today and be given a chance to come back on earth, I think I would still want to say, take the same route. I have absolutely no regrets. I always say I probably would have been a hopeless and a very useless lawyer if I'd been given a chance. Mm-hmm. But I got given a chance to do something else, which really inspired me, empowered me, and gave me a chance to do things for other people as well.
Some of your fans have suggested that one of the reasons why they like you, why they like your music, your contribution, in their words, not mine, is because they find you in like a musician who goes about your business effortlessly. Is it possible that music, in fact, may have been your passion?
Well, I may say yes and say no. Music was my passion, but I don't think that my mother, even I really, I never thought there was longevity in the music industry. I guess even when I was singing and making money at that time and getting very, very popular, at the back of my mind, I knew that if I acquire knowledge, if I have education, no one will ever take that away from me, because fame comes and goes. You know, what goes up must come down.
Correct.
So for me, I was very scared of being popular in 1985, 1986, 1987. I wasn't even sure that Yvonne Chaka Chaka would be popular in 1988, 1989, let alone 2020. So I thought, okay, if I sing, make money now, become famous, if it doesn't work, you know, I've got my, public speaking and my speech and drama diploma, and I've got my adult education degree. I can go and get work somewhere, you know, or, do something else, or just go and have my honors or my master's or my PhD in education. Because for me, really, I like education. I think when people are educated, people are empowered. They can do things for themselves. You know, they won't be able to sit there, or they won't have anybody twisting their mind or just taking them for granted. So really, I think, music found me. And I'm very, very happy that I was able to use music to do all the things that I do today.
There is, of course, a saying that in life, the only constant is change. Society is not static, and so are people.
Absolutely.
You know, you have become incredibly famous. As I crisscross the mother African continent, you may be surprised, perhaps, or interested to learn that I have run into several mothers who are so proud that they have, in fact, named their daughters after your names. Their daughters are named Yvonne. And you say, how do you name Yvonne? How does she become Yvonne? Say, because of Yvonne Chaka Chaka. How does that feel?
It really, really humbles me. You know, I know I've met a couple of Yvonne Chaka Chakas with their surnames in Tanzania.
Yes.
You know, in Uganda.
Uganda, yes.
I have met some
in Nigeria and Ghana.
Exactly. You know, I've met them in Nigeria, but I know I've had parents coming to me in Uganda and in Tanzania and in the DRC saying, my daughter is Yvonne Chaka Chaka Kuwemba or Yvonne Chaka Chaka. And I'm like, so why do you give them Chaka Chaka as well?
Yes.
But really, for me, it really humbles me. And I want to always say thank you, you know, for the life that I've been given. And I never stop thanking God for my life, because I cannot sit here and say everything that I have is because I'm smart or I'm clever. I'm being given this chance to do good. And it's my duty to make sure that I walk the talk and do good, because it's a platform that one has been given. And I want to say to those parents, thank you very much. Obviously, most parents give their children the names because they're inspired by something, you
correct.
I know lots of Mahalias, because Mahalia Jackson,
yes,
was a great musician. I know lots of young people, their mothers gave them names, Miriam, because of Miriam Makeba. So it's because I found other people who came before me, who've done such good work, who've paved the way, who've inspired others. And so I just came in after them as well.
I find that doing some homework about you, you really wear many hats, almost at the same time or simultaneously. And yet, the last time I checked, there are only 24 hours, really, in a day for all of us. Where do you find the time to do that?
Well, I always say, you know, when you are given the time, when you are given the platform, when you are not sick, when you are not ailing, when you don't have pain, it is important to do good and even do good even better, because your time will come when you have to rest. When you're in your coffin, you're never going to be able to do anything. So when you are given the time to shine, when you're given a time to hold others, yes, you know, and lift them, when you are given a time to empower others, yes, whether it's in a classroom, whether it's in a boardroom, or going out into the communities and just sharing ideas, or giving out sanitary pads, giving out food to those that need them, I think it's a very good thing. There are women and men out there who don't have names, who are not famous. We do have names, by the way. Our parents give us names. Mm. But it's the society that would say, oh, Shaka is a famous a presenter, or Yvonne Chaka Chaka, or Beyonce, or we all have a purpose here. And I do respect people who are famous for doing all the good work, really, that they do. But there are people out there who do not have the platform that you and I have, and they do enormous work. So each and every one of us, really, as I said, have got a purpose, and we all do good in different ways.
Do you agree with some who say that as an individual, you can probably run very fast and probably even break a world record, an Olympic record, a Commonwealth Games record, an African record, but that together we can, in fact, get very far or go very far?
I think it's the truth. On your own, you can run fast. You can run very, very fast and reach wherever you want to go to. But if we run together, we would go very far. And it will show that we are a close-knit family. We're looking out for one another. You know, people always ask me, what do you call success? I always say, you can't sit there as Shaka and say, I'm successful, I'm famous, when your neighbors do not have, or when your community is not empowered, when your community don't have. When you say, I am successful, it's when you look at your neighbor, when you look at your community, when you look at people you went to school with, being able to do things for themselves and not ailing and not, sitting there and thinking, what am I eating today? Where am I going to sleep? I don't have a roof over my head. It's when you see your people saying, oh, there's food on the table for my children. There's a roof over my neighbor's house, you know, and you look at your community and you see that we do all have, and we are going in the same direction. That is what I call success.
Very interesting. Yvonne, you have won many awards. You have done so many different things. One of the awards that you actually won was at Davos, World Economic Forum, very prestigious globally. You are the first African to do so, first African woman to win the Christro Award. What does that mean to you?
You know, when I went to Davos for the very first time, and I'd been going to the World Economic Forum in different countries, obviously, you know, in Cape Town or in South Africa. It's only now of late that, you know, they had one in Rwanda, one in Nigeria, one in Tanzania. I was very, very humbled, I must say, because I'm a musician, but I've used my platform to learn, to impart my knowledge, and to expand my horizon. So for me, it all started in my music, with my music. And when I became the UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador and worked with Roll Back Malaria as their global Goodwill Ambassador with Yusundu and Princess Astrid of Belgium.
Right.
And thanks to Professor Awa Kulsek, who was the head of Roll Back Malaria at the time. When I was asked to be a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador, I just did not want to come as this famous person and just give out a check and go. I wanted to go to the field. I wanted to see what were these women going through, whether it was problems or wanting to solve problems, and going to hospitals to see if there was shortage of medication, why there was no medication, or things like that. So I wanted to be an active citizen. I wanted to be a present Goodwill Ambassador, learn what people's problems were, but I think above all, sit there and listen to them, because when people tell you about their problems, they want to say to you, these are our problems, but please do listen. And when you come to us with help, do empower us, do help us, because people do not want a handout. People want a handout. Yeah. So I really learned from all of that. And I guess whilst I was doing all that work, wanting to learn, wanting to listen, and wanting to help where I could, other people were watching. And the World Economic Forum is one of those platforms that really does a lot, you know, in the space of philanthropy, in the space of business, in the space of, you know, talking to different people and doing different measures, whether it's about health, education, infrastructure in different countries, and all those things. So I was very, very humbled to receive the Crystal Award in 2012 from the World Economic Forum. And I still want to say thank you to those people who recognized the work that I did, appreciated what I did, and gave me a chance to be able to work even harder and do and continue doing the work that I do.
Tell us about your incredible music by the name Umkhomboti. What is the significance of Umkhomboti? A name, it seems to me, derived from an indigenous African beer?
I must say that, you know, Umkhomboti became one of those songs that made me famous, you know, worldwide. It was very funny because the album that we made, I think it was on Thank You, Mr. DJ, for playing my song, right, which became a very big hit. And Umkhomboti was actually the last song on the album. It was just to fill up the album and make sure that there's 8 tracks. And it turned out to be one of the famous songs, and it became very big. The song was written for me by Artie van Dijk and Chico Twala. I just sang the song. I just loved the beat. And we came up with the words and we thought, let's sing about Umkhomboti. Umkhomboti, which is an African beer.
Made out of what? Out of maize or corn?
It's made out of corn.
Interesting. That's like what is called in East Africa, in Uganda, kwete.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't know.
And it's called Chibuku. It's called Chibuku exactly. in Zambia and what have you.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, in fact, umqombothi, it's quite nutritious as well, you know. It's quite nutritious. And for me, the significance of drinking umqombothi in a calabash, you know, when you shake the calabash and you drink it and you pass it on to somebody else, for me, that showed ubuntu to say we can drink from one cup or we can drink from one calabash because we are one, we trust one another, and because we are Bantus, we've got ubuntu.
So it's really a reflection of the Bantu African culture of extended relationship.
Absolutely, no doubt about it.
I have your back, you have my back.
You have my back, exactly.
Let's go to Uganda. You told me before we got into the show that it happens to be your most favorite country.
Is that it still true? Is.
It still is. Well, I guess, why not? Because after all, the Ugandans dubbed you the Princess of Africa.
Whoever I knew.
Oyogera Uganda nyabo.
Msibye mtia abantu obarunji.
I like that. By the way, before I forget, is it true that you were, in fact, deported from Uganda last December?
I don't think I was deported. Mm-hmm. I decided to leave. In fact, the promoter owes me my money. I want the promoter to pay me my money.
Who is that?
A company which was called, I can't even remember the name of the company, but the guy who invited me, his name was Junior Abitex. Abitex was the company.
If the managers of the company were watching this show, could you please look straight in the camera and tell them exactly what you think they need to do?
The promoters owe me my money because I had to buy my own ticket. So I want Abitex to pay me my money that I used to buy my own tickets for my two sons and myself, and to pay me the money that I was supposed to get, because I was coming there to just perform. It was a fee, and some of the money I wanted to take it to the Oliver Tambo school in Uganda to go and donate there. So that did not happen. But it is what it is. I'm back home, and I love Uganda, by the way, and I'll still go back to Uganda.
On that note, Yvonne Chaka-Chaka, I must say once again that I was profoundly honored and exceedingly humbled to have had the opportunity to interact with you for the past 1 hour. And I also take this opportunity to thank you for your service to the people of Africa and indeed the world.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you to all the people who work with you. And thank you to everyone who is watching. I never take anything for granted.
Thanks to our audience for tuning into Straight Talk Africa. And in the meantime, get better, not bitter, Yvonne. And please, please, please,
remember
to keep the African hopes alive.